Every Shabbos and Yanta, we have the concept of a lechem mishnah. We have two shleimas, usually two pieces of challah, bread. But on Pesach, obviously, it'd be matzah. So it's Yantav on Pesach. As well, we learn out, the Gemara tells us, lechem oni, that we only should have a prusa. So we break off the matzah before we get to the hamotzi and achilas matzah. So the question is, how many matzahs should you begin with? So some Rishonim learned, you have the usual two for lecha mishnah, and then the prusa, and then you break the prusa, so you have two and a half. However, the Vilna the Gaon and also other Rishonim say no, that how could it be? If it's lechem oni, two and a half is more than two. You can't have more than you usually have. How is that lechem oni? Therefore, it must mean it's only one and a half. You only have one plus the prusa. So therefore, and that was the minhag of the Gra, and that was the minhag of Rav Chaim Volozhin, who had the Volozhin Yeshiva, and therefore many Gedolim came out of the Volozhin Yeshiva, and that was their practice. In fact, they say Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik, among others, that was their practice to do one and a half. However, the minhag olam seems to be, for most, it's two and a half, two and a prusa. However, either way, whatever your minhag is, if your minhag is to do one and a prusa or two and a prusa, so continue your minhag. But that's what it's based on, whether everyone agrees that there was lechem mishnah on Yantav. The question is, does lechem oni take away the lechem mishnah to make it one and a half, or do we say it's two and a half? Those different minhagim, so continue to follow your minhag.